Hello, beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest host, Sansara Taylor. On today's show, we'll be sharing segments from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, which airs on YouTube. Let's begin.
Trump 2025 is not just another administration coming into office. This is fascism.
I was saved by God to make America great again. We are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. We will drill, baby, drill. It will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. And I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country. And we will pursue our manifest destiny into the stars.
This is fascism.
Today, the RAMCOM Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity called out to all decent and justice-loving people. Now is the time to resist, inspire, galvanize, and mobilize to refuse to accept a fascist America in the name of humanity.
Welcome to the RNL, the Revolution Nothing Less show. My name is Sansara Taylor, and this is our first episode since the notorious PIG and messianic fascist Donald Trump was coronated as the 47th president of the United States. As Bob Avakian said at the top of this show, this is not just another administration. We are facing fascism. In the message that is from, Bob Avakian goes on to explain exactly what this means.
This is fascism, the undisguised dictatorship of this system of capitalism imperialism in the world's most powerful capitalist imperialist country, openly and aggressively oppressive and repressive, a fascism fueled by anti-scientific and Christian fundamentalist lunacy, moving to forcibly impose its racist, immigrant-persecuting, woman- and LGBT-hating MAGA madness, determined to unleash unbridled capitalist plunder and naked imperialist expansionism, prepared to violently crush any opposition or resistance.
This is exactly what we are seeing already. In his official inaugural address, Trump declared that he was put there by God.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
And this dangerous lunacy was echoed by America First crusading Christian fascist fanatical preachers throughout the day.
Father, when Donald Trump's enemies thought he was down and out, you and you alone saved his life and raised him up with strength and power by your mighty hand.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that you gave our 45th and now our 47th president a millimeter miracle. We are grateful that you are the one that have called him for such a time as this.
And this is believed by millions and millions of blindly, unthinking, fanatical, fascist, MAGA foot soldiers.
We will be strong and we will win like never before. We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail.
All this made it so extremely important that the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity stepped out boldly right as this inauguration was going down.
Today, we burn the MAGA flag, the Confederate flag, and the U.S. flag.
We refuse to accept a fascist America.
Thousands braved the bitter cold today, lining up outside of Capitol One Arena for their chance to get in and see the president.
Supporters cheered as President Donald Trump took his oath of office.
I'm kind of a protests going on here. Somebody's lighting a flag on fire.
Oh, no.
Things are getting a little out of hand here at the moment. Not exactly sure what's going on. Yeah, somebody's burning a flag here.
This whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system.
Today, we say no. Today, the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity calls out to all decent and justice-loving people. Now is not the time to settle in, normalize, and learn to live with fascism. Now is the time to resist, inspire, galvanize, and mobilize to refuse to accept a fascist America. In the name of humanity, now, to defend the rights and lives of people in the crosshairs, now, before this fascism is fully consolidated and able to carry forward its aims, now, with the determination and the goal to move the tens of millions in this country who hate and detest this fascism, to stand up and create such a profound political crisis in society that Trump cannot govern the country and implement his fascist program. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. Today, the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity calls to everyone who hungers for a world without oppression, exploitation, poverty, and destruction of the environment. Everyone who has the heart to fight for something that is really worth fighting for. You need to become part of this revolution now.
I can't read some of the shirts because the jackets are covering, but they've got on matching shirts.
Yeah, it says revolution, nothing, something on their shirts.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not exactly sure what that means.
We'll be sharing more footage from Noche Diaz and from those flag burnings around the country, as well as some of the other voices from the broader protests that we spearheaded against MAGA Trump fascism at the end of today's episode. But here let me say this. There is powerful meaning in burning these three flags. As Bob Avakian has noted, there is a direct line from the slaveholding Confederacy to the fascists of today. It is no accident that it was Trump's fascist insurrectionists who paraded that ugly Confederate flag through the Capitol during their January 6th riot 4 years ago. No accident that Trump pardoned 1,500 of these insurrectionists on his very first day in office. And no accident that this fascism grew out of the soil of America. As Bob Avakian notes in his important message, 2025, a new year, profound new challenges, and a profoundly positive way forward in the face of very real horror.
This fascism was spawned by this system of capitalism imperialism, a system which by its very nature perpetrates continuing horrors on a level far beyond what even most informed people have been led to believe.
At the heart of today's show, we are going to broadcast this full New Year's message from Bob Avakian. Bob Avakian, BA, is an extremely courageous and deeply scientific revolutionary leader. He's the architect of the new communism, a whole new framework for human emancipation. We follow him on this show, and you should too, if you want to see humanity fight our way out of this very dark and dangerous time and into a future of real emancipation for people here and all over the world. But before we get to this full message from Bob Avakian, we want to confront just a little further a taste of what Trump did just within a few short hours of taking the oath of office.
So this is January 6th, and these are the hostages, approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
First off, through Trump's pardon of the violent January 6th insurrectionists, he worked to legitimize a hardened fascist force of stormtroopers who will understand that they can do anything. especially anything violent that advances the MAGA fascist agenda, and they are already promising vengeance. Trump dismantled the task force that was working to reunite thousands of children who had been ripped from the arms of their parents at the border during his first term. And he moved to unleash the army against desperate immigrants at the Mexican border. Immigrants overwhelmingly driven here by what America has done to their countries. Trump moved to end birthright citizenship, which was part of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution after the Civil War, granting full citizenship to everyone born in the United States. Trump immediately shut down the app for asylum seekers to set up appointments and canceled all appointments that had already been scheduled.
Migrants at the border breaking down, seeing their appointments canceled minutes after President Trump was sworn into office. This Colombian migrant saying, "May President Trump have compassion and let us cross," after 6 months of suffering. Her appointment was set for the same day the app went dark.
Trump withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord, promising to,
"We will drill, baby, drill."
He removed the restrictions on drilling in Alaska and accelerated the already accelerating destruction of our planet. Trump declared,
"It will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female."
Literally saying that trans people are not people, denying their rights and their very humanity. Trump withdrew from the World Health Organization, putting the entire planet at greater risk in the face of the next pandemic, and his administration immediately muzzled the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services from issuing any public announcements. Trump complained about, and he lied about, the Panama Canal, and he threatened,
"We're taking it back."
Trump lifted financial sanctions on violent Israeli settlers in the Palestinian territory of the West Bank, and he appointed, as ambassador to the UN, a woman who just said this.
"I did ask you whether you subscribe to the views of Finance Minister Smotrich." Smotrich, this is the Israeli Finance Minister Smotrich, and the former National Security Minister Ben-Gvir, who believe that Israel has a biblical right to the entire West Bank. And in that conversation, you told me that, yes, you shared that view. Is that your view today?
Yes. At the very moment that Israel is launching a murderous offensive in the West Bank, Trump expanded the use of the death penalty, and he moved to reimpose his racist travel ban. And Trump moved to rename Mount Denali in Alaska, which is what the mountain had been called by indigenous people for hundreds of years, to Mount McKinley.
"And we will restore the name of a great president, William McKinley, to Mount McKinley, where it should be and where it belongs."
After the openly imperialist U.S. president who launched a war against Spain to seize Cuba, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines, murdering at least 200,000 Filipino civilians, by the way, and who also annexed Hawaii. And all this is just a taste of what he did on his first day, and he really is just getting started. This is why, when I had the chance to protest and to speak out on Inauguration Day, I directed people to the greatest strength that we have in the fight ahead. Here we want to play just a taste of what I said at that rally here in Los Angeles, and then get to the heart of today's show, the full New Year's message from Bob Avakian. 2025, a new year, profound new challenges, and a profoundly positive way forward in the face of very real horror.
In the most dangerous times, when you are up against the most powerful enemy, when it seems that your side is in disarray and maybe they're not out here at all, it's righteous that y'all are here, but there should be millions out here. Yeah. At the most dangerous and crucial times, this is when it matters most to have clarity, to have science, and to have leadership rooted in that science who can point the way to what we're really facing and what is the strategic way we fight our way out of this towards a better future. And sisters and brothers and beautiful people here gathered today, I want to tell you that we have leadership with the most scientific view, far-sighted leadership in Bob Avakian, the revolutionary leader that I follow, the architect of the new communism, and somebody who is giving his all every day to provide the guidance, the understanding we need to not only unite millions in this country, to wake the sleeping giant of decent people to rise up and defeat this fascism, but to organize the forces for a revolution, to carry out a strategy to bring this system down and build a whole different world. And this revolutionary leader, Bob Avakian, just issued a very important New Year's message.
This is Bob Avakian with an important message. 2025, a new year, profound new challenges, and a profoundly positive way forward in the face of very real horror. Point one, Trump 2025 is not just another administration coming into office. This is fascism, the undisguised dictatorship of this system of capitalism imperialism in the world's most powerful capitalist imperialist country. Openly and aggressively oppressive and repressive. A fascism fueled by anti-scientific and Christian fundamentalist lunacy, moving to forcibly impose its racist, immigrant persecuting, woman and LGBT hating MAGA madness, determined to unleash unbridled capitalist plunder and naked imperialist expansionism, prepared to violently crush any opposition or resistance. Contrary to what we are constantly told, it was not the American people who chose this fascism. There is not one undivided American people. There are two countries within this country. And the two countries within this country, in a real sense, is an extension of a fundamental division that has existed since the beginning of the so-called United States of America, with its foundation in slavery and genocide. A division which has never really been resolved throughout the history of this country, not through the Civil War in the 1860s, and not through changes that were brought about through the 1960s and in the years following. As I have said before, there is a direct line from the pro-slavery Confederacy at the time of the Civil War to the fascism of today, with its determination to make America once again openly, aggressively white supremacist, male supremacist, and anti-LGBT people. All this is why, as I have emphasized in my social media message number 111, this is not a time for accepting this Trump MAGA fascism as legitimate and staying within the confines of how things work under this system, as Democratic Party heads and other mainstream ruling class representatives are urging people to do. It is not a time for turning inward and attempting to take care of self as the juggernaut of Trump MAGA fascism gains momentum and crushes masses of people. This is a time for reaching out to all the others who feel the same outrage at Trump MAGA fascism, a time for collective action and self-sacrificing struggle for the greater good of defeating this fascism. This is a time for uniting all who can be united in determined struggle against this fascism, beginning now, before this fascist rule is fully consolidated, and in order to prevent it from being fully consolidated. A movement aiming to become so massive and powerful that it creates a profound political crisis such that Trump cannot govern the country and implement his fascist program. Point two, this fascism was spawned by this system of capitalism imperialism, a system which by its very nature perpetrates continuing horrors on a level far beyond what even most informed people have been led to believe. At RevCom.us, the American Crime Series examines 100 of the massive, unspeakable atrocities committed by the dominant forces in this country from the very beginning and down to today. And through my social media messages, as well as RevCom.us and the YouTube RNL, Revolution Nothing Less Show, there is continuing scientific analysis of the basic nature and dynamics of the system of capitalism imperialism that rules in this country and dominates in the world as a whole. Why this system cannot be reformed, but must be thoroughly abolished through an actual revolution. Why this is a rare time when this revolution is not only urgently necessary, but is more possible. How this revolution can lead to a fundamentally different and much better system, and how to go about seizing the time to actually work for this revolution in the face of all the real and continually increasing horrors. The Trump MAGA fascism that is now moving to take power, having arisen out of the soil of this whole system and the whole history of this country, will unleash all this horror more fully and in more blatant ways, while at the same time, the basic nature and dynamics of this system as a whole are subjecting the masses of humanity to terrible suffering, destroying the environment at an accelerating rate, and heightening the danger of all-out war between the U.S. and its rivals in Russia and China, all nuclear-armed imperialist powers. What I have sharply stated before stands out all the more urgently now. We can no longer afford to allow these imperialists to dominate the world and to determine the destiny of humanity. They need to be overthrown as quickly as possible. Point three, there is a whole new way to live with a fundamentally different system. There is no good reason why the world has to be the way it is, with all its very real horrors. There is no good reason why, beyond the massive death and destruction of World War II, in the time since that war ended in 1945, more than 500 million children have needlessly died from starvation and preventable disease, fundamentally because of the way the world, and in particular the poorer countries in the world, have been dominated by capitalism imperialism, with the USA the number one imperialist predator. There is no good reason why anyone, anywhere in the world, should go hungry or be without decent housing, health care, and other basic necessities, or live in constant fear of going without these necessities. No good reason for the endless wars and accelerating destruction of the environment for which this system is fundamentally responsible. No good reason why the dominant culture and ways of thinking should serve to reinforce murderously oppressive relations while drilling into people's heads the ridiculous notion that there is no positive alternative to all this. No good reason why the long night continues in which human society has been divided into masters and slaves, and the masses of humanity have been lashed, beaten, raped, slaughtered, shackled, and shrouded in ignorance and misery. There is no good reason for all this, but there is one basic reason. The fact that the world and the masses of humanity are still forced to exist under the domination of this system of capitalism imperialism. This system is completely absurd, criminally, monstrously absurd, and completely outmoded. Long past its expiration date, past the time when it can lead to anything positive for humanity. And on the contrary, it stands as the direct barrier to the emancipation of humanity from all this madness, atrocity, and unnecessary suffering. The rise of fascism in many other countries, as well as in the U.S. itself, is a glaring sign of the thoroughly outmoded nature of this system and the heightened danger it poses to humanity as a whole. We are now at the point where it is more and more urgently necessary to move beyond this whole monstrous system, beyond a situation where people are forced to struggle just for individual survival, with everyone compelled to be in competition and conflict with others, and the masses of people everywhere are chained down by outmoded oppressive relations, while the future and the very existence of humanity is increasingly endangered. And it is possible now to move beyond all this. A whole different way of living is possible. A whole different way to organize society with a radically different economic foundation and political system, emancipating relations among people and an uplifting culture. All of this oriented to meeting the basic needs and fulfilling the highest interests of the masses of people. This is set forth in both a sweeping and concrete way in the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America, which I have written. Summaries of basic points in this Constitution, shining a light on the truly emancipating way we could be living, are laid out in the Declaration. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. This declaration, as well as the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America, is available at revcom.us. Becoming part of the organized ranks of revolutionaries, taking up the challenge of making this real, joining with the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity, working actively and urgently for this revolution, putting our lives on the line, not for ourselves alone, or for a narrow circle or clique, but for the emancipation of humanity. That is something truly worth living for and dedicating your life to. Point four, the final crucial point. Breaking beyond the confines of this system, breaking the stranglehold of its murderous enforcers. Revolution is not only urgently needed, it is possible. The fact that this system in this country has taken the extreme expression of bringing a fascist regime to power, this is a manifestation of the thoroughly rotten and illegitimate nature of this system as a whole, and the fact that the ruling class in this country can no longer rule in the way it has for generations as a unified ruling class. Of course, the Democratic Party will try to work with and get everyone to accept Trump MAGA fascism in order to maintain the stability of the rule of this monstrous system, which has given rise to this fascism along with all its other atrocities. But the reality is that contradictions and conflicts within this country and in the world overall will continue to cause major disruptions and eruptions, striking at the stability of this system. And amidst the increasing intense situation, a growing, conscious, dedicated, and determined revolutionary force of thousands can become tempered and steeled on a scientific basis, enabled to forge the means to work through all the difficult challenges, to prepare the basis and lead masses in the millions for the emancipating revolution that is necessary in order to put an end to this madness and bring something much better into being. This is a rare time when revolution has become more possible. And this rare time must not be squandered, wasted, and thrown away. It must be actively and urgently seized on to bring about a truly emancipating revolution. The outcome of this rare time can't be left to the brutal enforcers of this system in one camp or another, or to any force which cannot or will not look beyond and lead people beyond the confines of an oppressive system in one form or another. There must be, and there can be, an organized force of thousands in a position to lead millions to take this where it needs to go, to an actual emancipating revolution. With such an organized revolutionary force, it is possible to have a growing impact on all of society, changing the terms of how masses of people see things and how every institution has to respond. With thousands organized into the ranks of the revolution, millions can be won to revolution. And with millions won to revolution, there could be a real possibility for this revolution to win. The basic approach to working for this revolution is set forth in important documents at revcom.us, including Revolution, Building Up the Basis to Go for the Whole Thing with a Real Chance to Win, Strategic Orientation and Practical Approach. People in all parts of the country, in continually and rapidly growing numbers, need to join the organized revolutionary forces working consistently to carry out this basic strategic approach to bringing about this revolution. In concluding, in light of the urgent need and real possibility for this revolution, I am going to speak to something that has been raised when the prospect of this revolution is brought forward, the claim that in calling for and working to get people involved in this revolution, we are, quote, going to get people killed, unquote. First of all, within this country itself, to take one terrible dimension of things, along with the millions of lives wasted and wounded through mass incarceration, thousands of Black people and others have been killed by police in the last number of decades. And this killing by police continues day after day. At the same time, a reasonable estimate is that tens of thousands have died as a result of gang conflicts in the inner cities. And for all of this, once again, this system is ultimately responsible because of the conditions in which it has confined masses of people and the rotten values and putrid culture it has promoted, which poison people's minds and pervert their morality. Huge numbers of people are dying right now all over the world because of the wars, destruction, and deprivation caused by this system of capitalism imperialism. And human civilization as a whole faces the growing danger of outright extinction through nuclear war as well as environmental devastation. This terrible reality and the fact that all this is completely unnecessary is why we urgently need revolution. But as opposed to how this system devalues, demeans, recklessly ruins, and massively destroys the lives of people, we RevComs, revolutionary communists based on the new communism I have developed, proceed in accordance with the fundamental orientation that of all things in the world, people are most precious. And we are approaching the profoundly and urgently necessary revolution in the most serious and scientifically grounded way. At the same time, there is no getting around the fact that because of the nature of the system we are up against, revolution requires real sacrifice. But once again, people's lives are being sacrificed in massive numbers now, in so many meaningless and truly terrible ways. And we face the very real danger of massive destruction of human life on a far greater scale because of the dictates and as a consequence of the rule of this system we are now forced to live under. We RevComs are working tirelessly toward the goal of finally putting an end to such monstrous and completely unnecessary ruin and destruction of so many people here and all over the world. In the interests of humanity as a whole, we are willing and prepared to make the necessary sacrifices and to call on others to make the necessary sacrifices to carry out the revolution that can bring about a liberating leap forward on the road to finally putting an end to all this madness and needless suffering, and to bringing about a world where human beings can, at long last, move beyond the mere struggle for individual survival, as well as the heavy weight of thousands of years of oppressive relations, and can truly thrive as a world community of human beings, proceeding according to fundamental principles of cooperation and capable of being fit caretakers of the earth. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. This whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system.
Once again, let me remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show.
Bringing the kind of clarity, science, and leadership, while also modeling this level of morality and courage that you just heard from Bob Avakian. Right now, the voices of those opposed to Trump are mostly muted, and even those that are more full-throated, as righteous and as important as they are not going to lead people to all that is needed right now. So we really want to urge you to share what you just heard. Watch it, dig into it, discuss it with others. It is falling to us, including you, to take up the orientation that Bob Avakian is giving in this message and in an ongoing way at his social media at Bob Avakian Official. It is falling to us to unite and rally people very broadly to refuse to accept a fascist America and to do this in a way that becomes so powerful that we create the kind of profound political crisis Bob Avakian spoke of, where Trump cannot govern the country and implement his fascist program. It is falling to those of us who see or are coming to see the need for revolution, for a whole new way to live and a fundamentally different system to get organized with the RevCom Corps for the emancipation of humanity to make this revolution real. It is falling to us to model all of this in word and deed and to recruit many more to act on this. So again, share the message from Bob Avakian that you just heard. If you want someone who is more familiar with BA's work to join a Zoom with you and others to get into it, reach out to us. Donate and help raise money to get this message out further through the web and on the ground, and share Bob Avakian's message on your own social media and comment about it below. You can also download flyers and palm cards and stickers promoting this message and others from Bob Avakian at bobavakianofficialeverywhere.org. Now, as promised earlier, we want to share a bit more of people standing up on Inauguration Day and since. We'll start with more from Noche Diaz and the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity burning the Confederate flag, the U.S. flag, and the MAGA flag around the country on Inauguration Day. Then we'll share excerpts of remarks delivered by Reverend Oliver Bowie and immigrant rights activist Araceli Ocampo at the protest and march that the RevCom spearheaded in Los Angeles, which united people from many different perspectives against Trump MAGA fascism. Finally, we'll highlight the courage of Bishop Marianne Edgar Buddy, who delivered a sermon at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. the day after Trump was inaugurated. We'll play footage of this where you can see Trump and his wife, Trump's children and their spouses, as well as Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife, as they sat in the very first pews, forced to listen as Bishop Buddy used her pulpit to courageously challenge Trump to his face in front of the eyes of the world. There is real importance to people using their official platforms and positions of influence, as she did, to stand on conscience when it really counts most. We need a lot more of this. So with that, let's watch.
No! No, 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 no. In the name of humanity, we refuse a fascist America.
We need and we demand.
We need and we demand.
A whole new way to live.
A whole new way to live.
A whole different system.
A whole different system.
Introduce the national spokesperson for the RevCom Corps, Noche Diaz.
Today, the not-so-united States of America inaugurates the Trump MAGA fascist regime.
A regime which has boasted of its aims to purify the blood of America with massive roundups and deportations of non-white immigrants. Which attacks science and the science of climate change even as the fires burn in LA. Which labels inner cities with black and brown people as filthy wastelands to be cleaned up with unleashed police terror, which recklessly declares the right to annex territories for U.S. empire, and does all this with a pumped-up, cave-dwelling machismo on a mission to drag women and LGBT people into a new dark age. Today, we burn the MAGA flag, the Confederate flag, and the U.S. flag. There is a direct line from the slave-owning Confederacy to the MAGA fascists of today. And their brew of fascism and the deep division in this country today goes back to the foundation of America in slavery and genocide. Today, we say no. Today, the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity calls out to all decent and justice-loving people. Now is not the time to settle in, normalize, and learn to live with fascism. Now is the time to resist, inspire, galvanize, and mobilize to refuse to accept a fascist America in the name of humanity. Now, to defend the rights and lives of people in the crosshairs, now, before this fascism is fully consolidated and able to carry forward its aims. Now, with the determination and the goal to move the tens of millions in this country who hate and detest this fascism to stand up and create such a profound political crisis in society that Trump cannot govern the country and implement his fascist program. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. Today, the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity calls to everyone who hungers for a world without oppression, exploitation, poverty, and destruction of the environment. Everyone who has the heart to fight for something that is really worth fighting for. You need to become part of this revolution now. There is a whole new emancipating way we could be living. Outlined in the bold declaration, we need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. But there is a rotten and illegitimate capitalist imperialist system in the way that needs to be swept aside through revolution. A system that could empower the political descendants of the Confederacy and spew forth Trump MAGA fascism as an answer to the havoc it has wreaked upon humanity is rotten and illegitimate. A system whose normal workings has brought upon humanity environmental catastrophe, poverty and desperation, genocide and threat of nuclear war, and that offers youth no hope for a future worth living in or a future at all. A system like that is rotten and illegitimate. It needs to be overthrown. And it will be replaced with a new society based on the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America, authored by the revolutionary leader Babavakian, the architect of the new communism, a whole new framework for human emancipation. So the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity calls on you. Become part of a growing, organized, disciplined, bold and fearless force, working actively and urgently for this revolution, putting our lives on the line, not for ourselves alone or for a narrow circle or clique, but for the emancipation of humanity. That is something truly worth living for and dedicating our lives to. This whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system.
No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA.
First of all, I'd like to thank the RevCom and Bob Avakian. Let's give him a hand. Who's a visionary who's able to see we don't just want change, but how many know that we're looking for a better America, a better world, not just a different world, because if we just bring in another different world, that's the status quo, how many of you know that we haven't done anything? I'm here because I'm a man of faith, and I stand here because I believe that there is a creator who has created us. And I believe that he has created all of us in his image and in his likeness. Yeah. And that all, how many of you know that all of us are valuable, right? Give that a hand. We've already heard some of the plans of this administration to do mass deportation and round up people like they're herd them, like they're horses or cows or some type of animal, as they did in Germany. Yeah. Now, let me tell you, we must understand that fascism, it plays on the fears of people.
Y todavía preguntan que si hay trabajadores esenciales. Aquí está uno. Por estas manos pasan las frutas y legumbres que están en cada mesa de este país, en los supermercados, en las tiendas. Y nos nombraron trabajadores esenciales, ¿para qué? Para violar nuestros derechos, para abusarnos, para separar familias.
This is Araceli, and she was making the point that she is an essential worker. She said, they named us essential workers, and she pointed to herself, and she said, this is through these hands, and she pulled out her hands. These are the hands that put the fruit and the vegetables in the supermarket and people's tables. And for what? They named them essential workers for what? To be attacked, to be dehumanized, to be persecuted. And she said, so what do we do about that? We stand up. We don't allow it. We unite, and we unite to oppose it. And she is absolutely right about that. And in her speech, she talked about since 1619, the white supremacists started this game with the enslavement of African people. They abused them in different forms. They raped the women and degraded them until 1863, where Abraham Lincoln was able to bring forward the proclamation for the emancipation, the ending of slavery. In 1865, he was assassinated. But they were able to steal land from Mexico, which is now the United States, in California, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, Arizona, and parts of Wyoming, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Yeah. This really matters, you know, to bring out the reality of what is the history of this country.
It's just the cold, hard truth. It's not the United States of America, and it never was.
It's so devastating to see Trump elected a second time, honestly. And his inauguration day is today, and this is MLK Day, and that's just what brought me out here. All the feelings that I feel and what's happening right now, we all have to be here.
We have to step up. We can't take this sitting down. Same goes for Trump, same goes for Palestine, same goes for Congo and Sudan. We have to work together.
Let me make one final plea, Mr. President. Millions have put their trust in you. And as you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at the Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out the RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.
Cats like me and you have got lost, but they adhere to laws outside the laws and say down by those we don't subscribe to. The world is getting stranger. Bring on the revolution. I wanna die for something. Bring on the revolution. Don't wanna die for nothing. For every freedom fight time, I wanna hold. The children play.